joined by Ray. So nice to talk to you. I'm such a fan of your music. So it's great to get the chance to have a conversation with you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How's Canada so far? How's Toronto?
Oh, it's very beautiful. To be honest, I've been in the studio all of yesterday, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And I was here not too long ago on my little headline tour, right, which was also very beautiful. Yeah, I really like it here. Nice. You guys have proper like seasons here, which
yeah,
I really like.
Yeah, we do. And we finally are getting the good weather. So this time, you came at a good
it's
time.
It's hot today.
Yeah. I know, we had Niall Horan here last week and it was just like rainy and cold and like brutal. So you brought the good weather.
Yeah, but he's used to that. He's Irish, isn't it? It's the same as the UK, like terrible weather.
Yeah, so it's true. Yeah, totally. That's so sweet. How has it been in the studio? What are you working on?
I'm just working on some bits. I'm just so used to being a studio baby. Do you know what I mean? Being a touring artist is a very new thing for me. When I say tour, I mean like I do like pockets of like maybe a month or 2 months here and there, but this is like all year, 133 shows, like we are going
right.
Yeah, it's just different, and I'm trying to get my creative outlets too, because I need that for my head.
Totally. Yeah. After you released this album that we'll talk about, how did you put any thought into like, okay, I know what I want to do next, or I have an idea of what's coming, or was that not even on the table at that time?
Yeah, I've got little ideas. And I think it's also exciting that things don't have to be done in any set way. Like I'm kind of enjoying the freedom of creative thinking about what I can do next. You know, it doesn't have to be, okay, now I'm going to do a single campaign and da 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 da. Like, I'm independent, so I can do what I like, which I really love. Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, that's so sweet. Being an opening act on other people's tours, that's got to come, I feel like, with advantages, but also maybe some disadvantages. Like, it's nice that you get to introduce yourself to a whole new audience that maybe might not know your music, but that might also be terrifying. How do you feel about that?
No, do you know what? There are so many amazing things about being a support act, but there's also so many, like, I'm laughing, because every show there will always be one person who just doesn't care at all. Do you know what I mean?
And you can see them?
Oh, directly in your eyes. And I'm talking like, and you have to just look at those people and be like, don't rise to it. Don't rise to it. And, you know, you make a conscious decision in your mind. Do I try and win them over or do I just ignore them? You know, so it can definitely be a mental battle. And, you know, you have to actively look for the people, because every show I've been so blessed. I can see at least a handful of people singing the lyrics, connecting. And, you know, I've been lucky the most on the Cali tour. For the most part, her crowd has been so engaged with me and really given me a chance. And, like, you can't ask for anything more than that, to be honest, you know. So
and to know that you're like winning people over, you're like making new fans everywhere you go,
and that's what it's about. Nice. Like, you know, the pressure comes from them not being your crowd, you know, and you want, you know, you go on like, okay, I just want to win 10. Like, I make that my goal. It's a small amount, but if that's what I'm doing at least every show, then I'm doing my job, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then SZA,
crazy.
What the heck?
Crazy.
That's wild.
It's just insane. Like, both Cali and SZA are two artists who I've been listening to for at least the last 5 years of my life and look up to and admire. And it's just, I don't think there's a higher compliment, to be honest, than artists you respect and admire and adore and look up to, enjoying your artistry. Like, that's very crazy to me. So it's very nuts.
Do you ever feel like the whole imposter syndrome thing in those situations where you're like, wow, how is it that this person, or is it just total confidence?
No, it's, you know, I think being an artist is really a roller coaster of emotions. Like, every day, I was literally just saying this in the car before I got here, like, there's so much to be grateful for. There's so much more work to do. There's so much you haven't done. There's so much you've achieved. It's just like this whole kind of, you know, thing. So I think it's a range of emotions, you know, and I always, like, you know, actively work hard. I do believe, like, you know, success, you can't search for joy in success, if that makes sense. Like, because then you'll never be completely satisfied. I don't know if that makes sense. It's just kind of like, alongside all the work that I'm doing and how great everything's going right now, I have to actively every day be like, I'm so lucky to be here. Like, I'll do a little prayer before I go on stage. And, you know, recently I've been really enjoying the shows because I'm just like, you know, think positive, optimistic thinking. I don't know.
Does that make it hard to enjoy it sometimes? Like, I find sometimes if I succeed at something or something happens, I don't even let myself enjoy it because then I feel like I just have to focus on the next thing.
Well, exactly. Right? And I think, I don't know why that's such a human instinct, is to always be like, you know, I use the analogy of we're on this ladder and we're always looking at how far away the next rung is that we've got to pull ourselves up on, instead of looking how far off the ground we've come. You know what I mean?
And
it's an interesting ride, but for the most part, I'm just, everything's way more amazing than it is unamazing. Yeah. So.
And it's not bad too, I think, to like look towards the next thing or like think, what is my next milestone? Because I know for you, like releasing this album was such a huge milestone that you wanted to accomplish. But now that that's out, do you have your eyes set on something else that you're like, okay, that's the next thing on the ladder I gotta go for?
Yeah, I think it's a real, you know, I think for me, I want to just trust my gut instincts. And I think for a really long time in my career, I've had to lean on other people's say-so or go ahead or opinion. And, you know, I really just want to feel that thing in your chest where you've created something. You're like, I just want everyone to hear this. Like, that's the feeling you're searching for. So, you know, as I'm stumbling on those feelings, my ideas will develop. But I'm really excited for the next things coming up.
Yeah. Are you a manifester? Do you believe in manifestation?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Because you manifested your, like, working with Beyonce.
I think my entire career, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I was 10 years old and I was like, I have to be an artist. And I'll pray about it every day. Like every day.
Wow.
Please. Like, I just want to be a musician. You know what I mean? It's obviously not been a simple journey, but here I am, iHeartRadio, like, doing these big interviews with... You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're proof that it works.
Wild.
So I love it. I think manifestation, it like totally works. Like you get what you put out in the world you know?
Exactly.
How did Coi Leray end up being a feature on Flip a Switch?
So I have been a fan of Coi for a hot minute, and we actually spoke back in, I think, like February. It was just before the album came out. Mm. Maybe January. And I remember being like, you know, I would love Coi to get on this song. I just heard the song and I was just like, it feels right. And she loved the song and then we were in contact. And I really admire her, like, fearlessness. Mm-hmm. I think it really takes a lot of thick skin to be a woman in this game. Like, you know, especially now, there's just opinions being thrown at you left, right and center. There's horrible people on TikTok who just want to spew nastiness. So much judgment out there, do you know what I mean? And I really admire her. Just like, I don't care what anyone thinks, I don't care about the negativity, I'm just gonna do me and be fearless about it. I was just really inspired by that energy, to be honest. So she felt like the perfect energy for this remix.
I know, that's such a good fit. She's actually coming in here next week. She's my next interview after you,
so send her love from me.
I will. She's definitely
so brilliant.
What kind of person are you when you get those types of comments on TikTok? Because I will, like, I've gotten to the point where I just block. I like don't even delete it. I'm just like, no, I have no time for it, no room
I'm
for it.
I'm definitely a blocker. I have to really bite my tongue sometimes because there are just some comments that just make me like, you know, honestly, I'm gonna put all of that energy into a song one day because like I've even started writing down the names of like comments and people who say them just so that I can just have it in my notes and I read it and I'm like, just anyway, you know, you just have to suppress those feelings because you let them out, you let people get the best of you and they don't deserve that. But sometimes it really 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 makes me angry or really upset or really feel something very passionate. I'm a Scorpio though, so sometimes I just have to be like, chill out.
I'll like respond to the comment and then I'll post and it and then I'll feel sad and then I'll delete it. But it gives me the satisfaction. I like say what I need to say and I'm like, I don't even care.
Sometimes
I'll
type out a response and just look at it and then just delete it and be like, you wish.
Totally. But I'm envious of you in the way that you can like take things like that and then turn it into music because that is such a form of therapy and that is
100%.
It's kind of the same thing where you like can put it out there.
Well, that's where you get to find your power, you know. Everything ugly or hurtful can be turned into some form of musical medicine.
Which you've covered with so many different topics on the album, which is insane. And I'm sure I'm not the first or the last person that's going to tell you that I relate to Ice Cream Man. But thank you, first of all, for putting that out because I'm sure you've been probably bombarded with people telling you how much they relate to that, right?
Which is such a bittersweet thing, you know? I think the whole song in itself is very bittersweet, like it's about being powerful, I think, in a yeah, it's just a tough one.
It is a tough one.
It's freaking tough. But so many, you know, when we was looking into stats for this video, I wanted to put some statistics at the end, and it just made me so sad. Like the percentages and the rates of people experiencing these traumas from young ages upwards, and both women and men, and you know how, yeah, it's just deep.
Yeah, totally. Does it feel comforting in the way that a lot of people have reached out to you since? Or, yeah. But I guess, like you said, bittersweet, because then it also acknowledges how many people that's happened to.
I think it is, yeah, very much bittersweet sometimes. And sometimes I'm really happy I shared the song. Sometimes I'm like, why did I do it? You know
really?
What I mean?
Because
really,
you have to live with it, right?
Yeah, it's a yo-yo for sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be singing it. I've been singing it on the Cali tour. And sometimes I'm like, feeling powerful, and then other times I'm just crying.
How can you not though? Yeah, even the video for that, I was like, okay, it's just making everyone cry.
Yeah, that was a heavy video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, thank you though. No, that, like, you have the platform and you're using it, so that's so great.
Thanks.
So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Where does the work ethic come from? Because it's like, for songwriter and artist, being in the studio, being on tour, how has that always been a part of you?
I guess, like, I don't know if it stems from how I felt at the beginning of my career, that I just have a point to prove. I don't know. I think it comes maybe from being a young girl walking into these kind of male spaces. Mm. And, you know, my goal before I leave the room is to gain the respect of everyone in that room. But in order to do that, you have to put a shift in, you know. Mm. You have to be kind. You have to be humble, but you have to be assertive. You have to have conviction. You know, going into a room being like, I've got an idea, and people being like, okay, and I'm like, let me try it, please. Like, being confident, being nervous, you know, I don't know. And then I guess as my career went on, I just always had that point to prove, you know, since I was a young girl till now. I guess I still feel that way.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of, not pressure, but just, you know, I've got a lot. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, like a lot to prove.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And maybe to myself, maybe to others. But I just know what I'm capable of, and I really want to do that justice in my head. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Before I let you go, have you seen any of the clips of Beyonce's tour so far?
Oh my!
Isn't that insane?
If I can't find my way into that London event, I'm going to be heartbroken.
Yeah.
Or at least one of them. Like, 8 costumes. Is there like 7, 8 custom outfits?
Like, she like dances with robots.
No.
Yeah.
That's just.
I saw there's like an outfit that like changes color as she's wearing it. Like, she's just
the greatest performer of our time.
Right.
You know, and the fact is, like, for an artist to go above and beyond, do you know how much it would take out of you to change outfits 8 times in a night alone? Like, when I be doing shoots and I'm, like, pulling on these tight things, I'm like, bloody, you know, this is hard work. During a show, 8, that alone is just, like, dedication to wanting to put on the best show you can do. Mm-hmm. People don't, in my opinion, give her enough credit for what she does. Yeah, she's just,
yeah, she does it,
the levels.
Yeah,
insane.
Ray, thank you so much for chatting.
Thank you.
It's been so nice.
Thanks for having
you.
Me
of course.